Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Tucker's looking like a slut today.
Oh, I am. Check it out. Check it out. Big back pump today.
You know what you got to start doing? You got to start creating a hierarchy system at the gym. You got to find the smallest, weakest guy there, take him under your wing, and then start like charging people to you know, you start a gang.
If I could really cut, I could do it. But right now, I still got too much cushion.
Yeah, but you've got...
Nobody's going to take me seriously with the cushion, man.
No, I think that that's what you need. You've got the bully look right now.
Bully? Rockstar's bully?
Nah, not Rockstar's bully. Although you kind of do look like that kid, don't you?
A little. Well, that's why I said it.
You kind of do look like the bully kid from Rockstar. You just need a fucking uniform and then you're all set.
A uniform.
That's what you should do for... You should do that for Halloween this coming year. You should get the bully outfit.
That'd be so
and wear
niche.
That.
People would just be like, why are you just in a school uniform?
Oh, as if you care. What it's for you. It's not for the
That's
people.
That's true. I do.
Wow. You're becoming a real content creator. You're caring more about what people, what the world thinks.
Well, Halloween is, I don't know. I thought it's kind of a projecting thing, right?
No, it's all about how you feel inside, your soul.
I got something for the world. Speaking of the world.
Okay.
I did all of you a favor, you included. I did everybody a favor. So today we got the news, Oblivion remake drop today.
Yeah.
Biggest game to come out in years.
Biggest remake of a game to come out in years.
I made it happen. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I said, fuck it. 2 months ago, I bought this. And I decided I'm going to start playing through it. And I got far enough for it to be a real fucking headache to get the new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're welcome, everybody. I spawned that game into existence. I did it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
It was a selfless move. I'll take all the credit. It's very honorable.
And now you're never going
to
play it.
Oh, I'm so hyped to play it. Let's take it easy. I'm so hyped to play. I'm going to be addicted as fuck to it. I can already tell. I've been craving fantasy in my life.
Yeah,
and it's
fantasy
coming.
Is definitely something that I... There's no dragons in that game, though, so what's the even point?
Oh, are you a dragon slut?
I'm a bit of a dragon slut, you know? I'm like one of those... You know, I think when I was a kid, I thought about dragons, and I was like, I think I have the soul of a dragon. I told myself that. I was like... There's going to be some day that a doctor is going to give me a scan. I'm going to go do my physical at the pediatrician, and they're going to be like, Mrs. Nivison, do you realize that your son is the soul of a dragon? And I'm going to be like, I knew it.
I think if you had a dragon name, it would be Drogon.
That's just dragon with a different letter in it. You just switched out.
But doesn't it just say Ted Nivison?
You just switched. You just took the A out of dragon and replaced it with an O. Drogon? That's the weakest dragon name I've ever heard.
Drogon's a great dragon, okay?
If your
He's
name
powerful.
Was dragon, yeah, okay.
You don't even get the reference.
Dude, if your name was Bird, you'd be Barn. Bard. You'd
Barn? Be, if your name was Bird, your name would be Barn.
If your name was Bird, your name would be Bard. If your name Bard. Was Owl, if your name was Owl, your name would be Eul.
Eul?
Yeah, IWL. If your name was Lizard, your name would be Lazard. That's what your name would be if your name was
You didn't even get the reference. You didn't even get the reference. And now you look like a fool in front of millions.
I don't think I look
in front of millions. Well,
you want to explain it to me instead of acting like you're the king of the North?
Three letters, Ted. G-O-T. Okay.
So there's a dragon in Game of Thrones named Drogon.
Yes.
I think that
Everybody knows Drogon.
Okay, well, that reflects worse on the person who wrote it. That reflects pretty badly on the
author. Georgie Boy? You're going to come after Georgie Boy?
Yeah, Georgie Boy, you had a dragon, and you were like, what do I name this dragon? Well, dragon's already a pretty cool title. Well, what if I just switch out the first fucking vowel? Are you kidding me? He just switched out a vowel, and then you're like, this is the most legendary name for a dragon that's ever existed. This is the most legendary dragon.
Okay,
Why else would you say that that would be my name if it wasn't the most legendary name for a dragon that ever existed? I know
because
you're not.
If you were a dragon, you'd be mid tier at best.
Oh my god, dude! I would be. I know my worth. I know my worth, and if I were to be a dragon, man, I mean, I'd have an incredible name. And now I have to think of a... Well, okay, well, what would your name be if you were a dragon?
Kingfisher. It'd be Kingfisher.
That's just the name of a bird. If you were a dragon, you'd be the name of a bird?
That would also... I'm just claiming it. That'd also be my call sign if I was a naval pilot.
Kingfisher?
Yeah, that's badass.
Your name... Your name, if you were a Navy pilot, you'd be fucking Finch.
That's also pretty cool, though. If you're like,
damn it.
Hey, okay. Finch, you know, like, that's kind of cool. Like Atticus Finch, you know?
Okay. Now I got to think of something.
You complimented
you
me when you didn't mean to. And now you feel like
a fool.
You just gassed me up a little bit more.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm like, now I got to think of like, okay, well, what's Tucker's fucking. Okay. Yeah. If you're a Navy pilot, your call sign would be European Starling.
Dude, speaking of starlings. Couple of starlings on the feeder today. It ruined my fucking day.
Yeah. And that's your call sign now. How do you feel about that?
No, that was rude. That was a deep cut.
That hurt you. That hurt you badly. You want to explain what your feelings about starlings are? This is we've now entered into the bird section of Take
Dude,
It Easy. This
birds
is a,
have been I'm suffering from success at my place right now.
Okay, but before you get into it, you have to do this little intro song. A bird section of Take It Easy. Give us a little tune.
Give you a little tune.
Okay.
I can't even whistle, Ted. I don't even know how to whistle. You think I can do a bird tune?
I just do your best. I mean, like, what? How do birds make you feel? How does it come out of your soul? Just speak from your soul. Give us a little bird tune.
A bird tune. Oh, I want to be able to whistle one of their songs, but I don't know how.
You could just do little boops and beeps, you know?
Boops and beeps?
Yeah. This is stressing you out.
Yeah.
But you need it. If you want to enter into the bird section, you need to speak the bird song from your soul.
Okay.
Listen.
Give me a moment.
Okay. I'll give you a moment.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Doodle-loo-loo-loo.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty good.
Tweet, 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 tweet. Welcome to the bird section of Taking It Easy. Tucker,
we've
give us
entered
a rundown
the
of your
bird section. Okay, suffering from success over here. Spring has sprung. We all know spring has sprung. Birds, I got feeder going there. Two feeders. All right. Birds are all over them lately. Big birds, little birds, everything.
Dude, and it's a can I also just say, because I was there recently, it is a fucking fight club. Seeing those birds, like I'm seeing behavior from birds that I've never even. Stop to notice because
the
Tucker's
pecking
like,
order is alive and well.
Yeah,
at
he's
the
making
Keen
me
household.
Look at these birds for you know because you know any normal person they're not looking at a bird for longer than like 15 seconds. Tucker's like, look at what these birds are doing. And there's this big fat fucking.
I'm sitting here documenting
yellow bird. Yeah, Tucker's got his fucking.
I've got it right here. It's on call.
He's documenting everything. There's like this big fat bird. He's chewing on all the seeds. And then like another one will come over, same species, one of his brothers likely comes over. He's like, hey, I want to check that out. Dude starts flapping me. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here, motherfucker. And he's like, oh, shit. What the fuck?
The thing, too, is the little window tray that they're on, it has plenty of space.
Yeah, birds
are evil.
But
one of them will hop on there and defend that thing like I'm not going to fill it up tomorrow. I'm filling it up every day, guys. It's plenty. But we're taking a 2-day hiatus. There's a 48-hour shutdown that I put in place. I told Emma, I briefed her, because we started getting starlings, house sparrows. We have a fucking shutdown. Let's freeze this operation right where it's at. Because the little birds made this place too popular. They're singing, they're tooting, they're hooting. So now all the shitty birds are like, oh, this plot must be good.
It's like the fucking gangs are coming in now.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden it's turning into a bad neighborhood around here. It's like, what the fuck, dude? Close up. We're boarding up the windows.
You started the Hamlet, and now it's developing into like that first city you go to in The Witcher 3, and it's like the streets are getting a little sloppy. People are the sewage running through the streets. It's looking like Mathari over there, I bet.
I don't mind a little petty crime, but you bring in like 5 fucking starlings, dude. It's like, all right, we gotta do something here.
You gotta understand people. A lot of people don't understand the lore, because there's like some deep bird lore that you're speaking from that I haven't heard the fucking end of, by the way. I haven't heard the end of this shit. That's the price of being my friend.
You're going to gain a lot of knowledge.
God, you didn't think you had to pay, but you do. You don't have to pay in money, but you got to pay in knowledge that you didn't need.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I don't take cash. I don't take checks. I take an open ear and a smile.
Yeah, you got to fucking sit through a bird fact every now and then. And, you know, it's not a high price, but sometimes... Sometimes it's a lot.
It feels pretty taxing.
Yeah, I've got all this bird knowledge that weighs on my mind. It could be filled with other things like, you know, equations.
Oh, dude, you probably lost all your equations with how many birds
I had to throw them out to make room, dude. I had a whole storage area that was filled with all the equations I learned in Algebra 2, and then all of a sudden Tucker comes in and he's like, you know, have you ever heard of murmuration? You know, that's what starlings do, and you know, they're an invasive species.
See, that's funny, because that's a Ted fact. That's like Ted's go-to bird fact is murmuration, which the only known species that does that are starlings.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, but then... schools of fish, they do murmuration as well.
They do, yeah. They do. I think that's where the starlings learned it, honestly. On their ride over here from Europe.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, I don't think. I think that they did that
independently. You can agree with whoever. Well, let me give you some lore, guys. Let me quick lore drop. We got probably the 3 most populous species on the continent, pigeons, starlings, and house sparrows, none of which should be here. All 3 are invasive from Europe, European invaders, and they got to go. Now, I'm like, how do I tackle the starlings and the house sparrows? We don't have pigeons here yet, but I'm in a tight neighborhood.
I don't think you're going to have pigeons. There's no tall buildings there.
I've seen a couple. They don't just do tall buildings. They'll, you know, they kind of just prey on like human development. Anyway. I'm like, how do I tackle these? Because we're in like a neighborhood. I can't be whipping the .22 out for these guys.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do I buy an air rifle? I don't want some neighbor seeing me sitting here with a fucking rifle pointing out the window.
Yeah. You would kill these birds?
Oh, fuck yeah. They do a lot of damage to the starlings, especially do a lot of damage to native birds. Real sharp beaks.
To be honest, Tucker, I feel like you buy an air rifle and then in the Patreon... you start a new series,
dude.
You get a scope cam or something, and it's like Tucker kills invasive species, you know.
That could be an awesome channel video
just like hunting birds I don't like. That's the name of the video right there, hunting birds I don't like.
Dude, that's actually genius. That's actually genius. Yeah, I'm gonna...
Yeah, because you could go on this whole rant, and then you could do a really funny video about just you... killing these birds, and then like you put like little Call of Duty hit markers whenever you nail one or something like that, you get a kill streak.
I could make something out of like the feathers, like each bird I take one feather.
Yeah, you start building a crown.
Oh, the bird crown. Or the crown of justice.
Or outside of your fucking house, you put like an effigy as a warning to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Maybe, okay. Maybe no, even this is,
if you want to go extreme with it, you just like, you make like, you know, Easter just came by.
Oh, what'd you do for Easter?
What do you think? Where do you think I'm going with that? Where do you think I'm going with that?
Easter egg hunt?
Easter egg hunt. That's think about how I just talked about murdering birds and Easter. How do those two things relate? You're a bit of a woodworker.
Yeah, I've been doing a little woodwork. Birdhouses?
People listening have already figured this out.
Dude, don't say that. That's killing me.
They already know what's going on. I'm saying
Easter.
The biggest, baddest fucking bird in the neighborhood that are the evil ones.
You want me to kill that motherfucker?
No, I want you to fucking crucify him.
Oh shit! Bird, sorry, I'm not religious.
Take the bird. Well, crucifixion is just it's a historical thing, anyways. You take its wings out. Give it a little tiny crucifix. You hammer that shit in, and you put that in the ground.
Wow! Birds so the audience that. Figured that out.
Yeah, some people in the audience figured that out.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Well, the relation of me saying that you're a woodworker, that Easter just happened.
Oh, because Jesus was a carpenter.
He was crucified on a wooden cross.
Oh, dude, I'm all over the place with this. We're on different wavelengths right now.
I know. I enjoy this. The second time this has happened, where I'm like trying to explain, and you're like. You're close, but that is true. He was a carpenter. So that.
Well, yeah, And so were you comparing me to Jesus?
Oh, man, you're so far off. Like, I thought I had brought you back to where we were, but you're so far off the mark here. No, I'm saying that you have to take one of the birds and crucify it like Jesus. And maybe you'll start a bird religion, but maybe you'll scare them off.
Dude, that is fucked.
Because that was like what the Romans did. That was one of their punishments.
You're right. So did the Legion.
I was about to say, you walked into the Legion. You know, you saw that. You saw that area. All those guys were crucified.
That's as close as I ever got to Christianity was my Legion playthrough.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, maybe this is the right, maybe this is the way.
I mean, there's also a world in which Emma could have just convinced you.
Well, they tried, but I reversed them and I almost pulled Emma out of it.
You did, kind of.
I said, no, you. And the rest is history.
Yeah, because I've been saying to Tucker this whole time, I've been like, I'm going to be the godfather for his son that's coming. Mm. I'm like, I'm going to be godfather. And then Emma and Tucker are like, we're not going to have those. That's not going to be. We're not
Catholic.
And I'm just like, I'm going to be the godfather, man.
Also, I think if Emma
rest
and I
in
were
peace,
to.
Rest in peace, Pope Francis.
Oh shit!
Rest
dude.
In peace. Well,
how long till a new pope?
Like as soon as possible, probably. They really lock in.
So
for that,
do they take applications or do they come to you? And if so,
well,
who
so
is
the
they?
Popes. So there is a ranking system in the Vatican. So there are the next highest level from the pope is the cardinals. So from all of the cardinals that exist,
that's a bird right there.
It is a bird. From all the cardinals that exist, one of them will be voted in as the, and I think there's like two guys that are currently in the running. So,
since I moved here, I've started having a lesser opinion of cardinals. And I don't think you've ever liked cardinals,
to be honest, Tucker.
No,
I
did like them. They're beautiful, and my mom's always like, "Oh my god, there's grandma."
Or is it? Oh my god, there she is. Every cardinal.
Every single time.
Dude, moms are so funny with signs like that, you know?
If your mom isn't, like, really superstitious randomly.
A little bit spiritually. No, my mom's very much so like that. She is a very...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've talked about this in the past. I mean, she has a very sort of spiritual connection with her mother, who I've never known. I've never known my mom's mom. She died before
I was born. Wow, you never knew your grandma?
I knew one of my great
Well,
I had one that died before I was born and one that lasted the longest, that died in like 2017 or something like that.
I remember that.
You did? Wait, really?
We were friends. We were speaking.
Yeah. It was one of those things where it's like, it is weird to know people who are my age or older than me now that still have grandparents that are alive.
Yeah.
Or have like a full set. Like if you meet someone with a full set. Full pack?
You're not meeting anybody with a full set anymore. There's no way, dude.
Yeah, there are people with full sets. It just depends on like, but then it becomes one of those things where it's like, oh, okay, so your parents had you when they were like 19.
If you have full set, I bet full set is common in places that like outside of like Western nations. I bet like a lot of South America, a lot more full set.
There's going to be a lot of people in the comments that are going to be like, I've got a full set. And it's like, yeah, well, you're fucking 16.
If you're under 20, no comments. Honestly,
I think pretty much all my grandparents were gone by the time I was 20. So
by the time I was 20, I had
me when he was 40, though. So it's like, and the older I get, the more I realize how fucking late that was.
If one of them, here's another disclaimer, you can't count a grandparent that doesn't know who you are anymore. That counts
as
dead.
That's so rude.
Because at 20, I had two remaining, but one of them didn't know who the fuck I was. So,
like, because of dementia?
Because of dementia.
That's so rude. Yeah, if you've got a grandparent with dementia, they don't count anymore. They're not a person.
Well, have you ever met anybody that has an opinion other than, if I get dementia, let me rot for 5 years? It's always like, kill me. If I ever get like that, kill me, please.
Yeah.
At least in my family, we've had some run-ins with the mind loss.
Yeah. Dude, do you think that by the time we get to the age where that would be a problem, do you think they'll have it figured out? You always think that they will.
Oh, you pray that they will.
Yeah. You always think they will. But like, it's one of those things where it's like in 2000, we were probably like, they'll have it figured out by the time in 20 years. It's been 25 years and they haven't figured it out yet.
The brain.
So you think in 25 years they'll figure it out from now? I mean, things are pretty futuristic. 25
years. Are you planning on getting dementia at 50?
Some people do.
Well, I'm not gonna plan on that.
I'm not planning on it, but I'm really hoping
I got 25 years till I'm losing my mind.
Dude, a lot of people are saying I got like 189 days.
Yeah, those people are kind of like, that's an old joke.
It is.
And they're like,
from 2021.
Ted is gonna die. I'm like, whoa, guys.
Dude,
it's like,
there have been times where I'm like, I shouldn't be too comfortable with this, should I? Like, people are like counting down what's funny is that Schlatt made a prediction about the Pope Francis, where he said April's gonna be an interesting month for Pope Francis. So he's made two accurate predictions on the month that a person in Europe is gonna die.
He is very Catholic. Maybe he's tuned up.
Yeah, I mean, he is. But like, you know, he's made two accurate predictions on when someone's gonna die, and he's made a prediction on when I'm gonna die. He's done that for the Pope, the Queen of England, and
you're
me.
Next in line. I mean, you're in that category.
But why hasn't he made death predictions about any other content creator? But he's done one for the Pope, the Queen of England, and me.
I guess you could classify the Pope and the Queen of England as content creators.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I see. Keep rolling. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just, you classified them as that. I don't even think you realized it.
No, I just said that they were I was one of the three people that Schlatt has made specific predictions on the death of.
You said he hasn't done it for any other content creators. He's only done it for the Pope, the Queen, and me. As if they were other influencers. They're definitely influencers.
Well, the Pope is speaking about what God's saying is going on. You know, he's kind of like drama alert for God.
Dude, drama alert. He's like, guys, we just got a new update. God just tweeted on his Patreon Twitter. I just saw it. Gays are in.
Yeah, he's
it's like, he's just passing updates.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Pope Alert today. I'm Pope Francis. Yeah, but the Pope, this recent Pope, he was pretty good. How long was he Pope for?
He was like Obama era. I feel like he was in during Obama.
I remember when he came in, it was like a big deal.
Well, he was a pretty progressive Pope, I think.
Oh, I do not remember him looking like he recently looked like. Why?
That's what I said. I looked him up last night. I was like, I don't recognize this guy.
Well, because when he first came out, he kind of had like a full smile. But like now when you look at the Pope, the most recent ones of the Pope, it's like, oh, shit. Well, I mean, he was 88 years old. Of course he died. 88 is like such a regular time to die. Born 1936. He's from Argentina. So he was the
South American.
So he came in. Yeah, you're right. Obama era. He came in 2013. So he was going for
right in the middle of Obama's reign. Presidency. I don't know why I said reign.
He had a bigger reign than the fucking Benedict.
Popes have a reign? Are they reigning over the people? Like
he was the sovereign. They're a sovereign. I mean, the head of the Catholic Church and the sovereign of the Vatican. Vatican is its own country. The Vatican city state.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I don't believe in that. It's not its own country.
Well, it is.
That's just like a little formality. Like, we let them say that. The rest of the world's like, all right, you know. But, like, what are you bringing to the table? Like, you have no resources at all. We let the Vatican say that, but we all know it's just like, yeah, you're just part of Italy. Like, chill out.
You say that about Haiti, too?
What?
Haiti.
What about Haiti?
The country of Haiti?
Yeah, why would I say that about Haiti?
It's like an island, a little tiny island. Are we operating on size here in terms of validity?
No, but it's also like population. Like, Haiti has natural resources too. It can make things. What does the Vatican make? Drama alert?
They make prayers.
Yeah, like they're just making shit up basically. From a non-religious outside perspective, we got this place on earth that's designated a country that's just making shit up. And everyone's just buying in. Everyone's like, I keep that in my subscription feed.
What I'm reading here is that Pope Francis, he went for 4 years longer than the Pope before him. Last Pope went for 8 years. He went for 12. But what was cool about this Pope is that he was, because when a Pope comes to power or whatever, when he's elected, they take on the name of a saint.
Okay.
So his... So, what was his original name? I mean,
wait, his name's not Francis?
No, his name is Jorge Mario Bergoglio.
What the fuck, dude? This whole time I thought his name was, I thought they picked people like that had religious names already.
No.
This whole thing's a sham.
No, they choose like it's his papal name. So they choose, it's like a regal name taken by the Pope. So it's like, They choose it based on a saint. So, and what was cool, you probably liked the saint that he chose, which is the Saint Francis of Assisi. I actually did, when I was in AP Euro, I did a thing, or I think, was it AP Euro or something? I think, you know what it was?
That
I think
AP when Euro, I got, man.
I think he came up in AP Euro
Ted's
or something.
Ted's going to be an old man. But when, man, I, got con-
when I got confirmed.
Dementia.
I
think when you're going to be like, oh, an AP Euro.
When I got confirmed, I think you choose a saint or something, and I chose this guy. So when Pope Francis got brought in, I was like, oh, that's sick. What was his thing? His, like, he had like a, what's he known for? What is Saint Francis? I think he was like good with animals.
He was good with animals? What the fuck
okay,
does
so
that mean?
Saint Francis of Assisi is the patron saint of the environment and animals.
Dude, these are just like D&D characters that somebody made up.
So Saint Francis of Assisi was a real guy.
Was he though?
You know, he is a
I see the thing with the religion stuff. I know nothing about it. I don't know anything. And so I'm like, what's lore? What's real?
I'm big in bringing up something that you should connect with right now. Saint Francis of Assisi is the patron saint of the animals, the environment, and the nation of Italy.
Chuckle Dungeon, I was going by Francis and I was a druid.
That's funny, actually. What are the odds of that?
I don't know. Maybe I'm tuned in. I don't even know.
He's also known for his love of nature and his commitment to helping the poor. That was his whole thing. So when Francis came in, the last pope, like the whole thing with the popes is that they're kind of known for being adorned in gold and like having this whole thing. But like, Pope Francis, his whole thing was like he kind of got rid of all that gold stuff. He didn't really use the Pope Mobile unless he had to for security reasons and stuff. Like, he was very more like of a low key.
He lived by Francis.
Yeah, like he was like, he kind of like believed in the sort of the ideals that particular saint had in terms of like the way that he operates, kind of.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before the Pope? Because this was like a holy segment.
I'm bringing out some knowledge I didn't even know I knew.
Knowledge you didn't even know. What were we talking about before this? How did we get
here? We were talking about your bird situation.
Oh.
Because we were talking about how you're going to crucify one of the birds for your YouTube channel.
I'm legitimately thinking about shooting them. That sounds fun.
I think it's either you make it a part of the Patreon or you make it a YouTube video. I think that...
That's a solo idea for sure.
Like killing birds that I don't... Or like something killing like
birds
hunting,
to save the planet.
Hunting birds that I don't like is a really funny title.
Yeah. And then you could bring in like...
I don't even think to save the environment is as nearly as funny of a title as hunting birds that I don't like.
Yeah, no, that is really
there's like a personal vendetta aspect to that. That is like, if I was somebody on YouTube where I saw that, I'd be like, wait, what?
You can't do that.
I was like, are you even allowed to do that? And the question now I still have is, are you?
Yeah, you can hunt invasive species. They're open all year.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
Whether you can hunt in your backyard,
so
in
you
like
could
a,
give you could give like an explanation of the three types of birds. Well, are you gonna hunt pigeons?
The problem with pigeons,
they're
kind of
like
this,
I've heard that they're really good birds to have as pets, and they're like,
they're kind of like lovably dumb, you know? Like,
yeah.
Whereas like they don't starlings know what are they're aggressive doing. And they fly in packs, and like they're kind of assholes.
So starlings and house sparrows are what you're gonna.
House sparrows are small. Like, I don't feel as strongly about them as I do starlings, but I wouldn't be opposed to shooting one. I mean, if we had pigeons landing all over the place, I would shoot them, because they're not, you know, they're invasive and they're taking up resources. That
Peter Kane's got I don't know if it's still around, but he's got he had a pet pigeon named Remy.
Right. I know Remy.
I had to get rid of him. He's a big dummy, as opposed to
dude,
a raven.
That's a callback.
A raven is a.
I couldn't hunt
a pain
raven,
in the
dude.
Ass. He's a pain in the ass. You know, you know they're a bird, so they have to take a bath. So you know, you got this tub in the room, and when he takes his bath, water gets
it's a fucking
everywhere.
Mess.
It's a mess. It's a fucking mess. He doesn't give a shit. He's a fucking raven.
We had a lot of ravens in 29 Palms, a lot of them, and they are pretty cool. They make
that's
cool
because
noises.
They were.
No, they do like this deep croak, like it's unearthly. They make really weird, creepy noises.
Did you see what? Keep going.
I see why there's so much. Mysticism and like lore and fantasy and witches, you know, they're revolving around ravens.
It would be a cool thing to have if they had the soul of a human and could fucking chill.
Well, they might have the soul of a human. We don't know.
They're smart too. Are they as smart? Which is smarter, ravens or crows?
I'm gonna say ravens just by watching them.
Just because. I feel like because they're bigger, dude. They deserve to be smarter.
They can emote more than
They deserve their smarts as much as those lions didn't deserve those fucking flies, man. They didn't deserve that.
The lions did not deserve the amount of flies. Well, they were killing. They were killing. But not for sport, I don't think.
They were killing for their food, so they didn't deserve that.
Yeah, no, it was just.
And those were like big flies. I get like that wasn't no house fly. That was a lion fly or something like that. Those were fucking huge thing. And you know, I get one of those in my house and that thing's flying around and it's like
your day is ruined.
When you slap one of those things, you feel the weight of it on your hand. You feel the weight of it on your hand. You tell me that there was like 150 plus on those lions. They didn't deserve that.
Did you see the raised beds that I made this weekend?
I did. You were sending me photos. You want to talk about your raised beds?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about them.
Yeah, we're getting quite the Tucker Hobby episode right now. I'm enjoying it.
I made we finally live in a house.
And then I'm scheming how to turn it into content for you.
Yes, that's basically our dynamic in life.
I guess it's always been that way too.
I just enjoy living. I just enjoy living. I do a lot of fun stuff.
And whoa, like, are you scheming for a way to make this into a negative attribute about me in the name of competition?
No, why would it be negative?
Wow, so
funny. I think you're insecure about the fact that you're
scheming. I'm deeply insecure about what you just said to me, Tucker. I'm deeply insecure about it.
Anyway, well, the people want to hear about the raised beds now.
Okay.
I made 2 raised beds this weekend. We finally live in a house, not an apartment, so I can do it. 4 by 7 foot is the dimensions, and they're probably they're between 2 and 3 feet tall. They're different heights, but they're the same height relative to each other. It's the grade is different on the ground. So one is deeper, but the tops are the same. So it looks really good.
Don't you dare plant mint in there.
No, I know. No mint. The only things I've planted so far, I was at the farmer's market on Saturday. So I picked up some lettuce, some celery, and some cauliflower because they can tolerate light frost and stuff. So yeah, they're in
lettuce
there.
Lettuce grows fast too. That's about as fast as arugula. You're going to be able to get harvest from that in like 7 weeks.
Yeah, I'm excited. But for like tomatoes and stuff like that, we're waiting. We're going to wait till like mid-May. I heard online, you should probably, if you're living like here, you should wait till Memorial Day. But you can start them inside or something. So I might start them in my hydroponic set.
Yeah, tomatoes are, they're treacherous, dude. They're treacherous. You seem like you're not going to have any problems with them, and I hope that for you. I hope that for you. But, you know, heed my warnings that I gave you on Discord. You know, I know that you think
Ted
that,
gave
you know,
me a Ted gave me a list of warnings like he was a prophet.
It was, well, no, because I've grown tomatoes several times, and I've grown cherry tomatoes. I've been in the trenches, and Tucker's response was so funny because I knew that for himself it was sort of, he didn't have to say it outright, but I knew it was a dig against Los Angeles. Like the way he said, like the way it was phrased, it was like, I was like, he's shitting on Los Angeles. He's not saying it, but he's shitting
on
Los Angeles.
It wasn't a dig at Los Angeles. It was a fact. And how you interpret the fact is not, it's not my problem.
Well, I know, but your smile there told me that.
Give it to them.
Okay. So I'm telling him about all these things I've had to deal with tomatoes. From like bugs and stuff. Bugs
get a lot of pests.
You know, if in any environment bugs exist, so I don't know why Tucker is having such a problem with this, but
I'm not.
I give him all this information and then he says, I think they'll be okay. We've got a pretty healthy ecosystem here. And I was like, whoa.
Okay. We do.
I was like, damn, dude.
We do.
Shit.
We
all right. do. Yeah, no problem, dude.
You live in a concrete jungle, so you're more likely to have pests.
Yeah, but it's California. Things grow very well in California. You're jealous of it. I think that's what it is.
What?
You're jealous of my sunshine.
Dude, it's so sunny out. It's beautiful. We got like 70 degrees today.
Yeah, you've been miserable for weeks.
Well, yeah, in the Northeast, the misery sets in hard in March, and it doesn't.
I was there a week and a half ago, and it was like wet, sloppy.
You came at the, in my opinion, the absolute worst time of the year.
Amen.
That first half of April, even we can just say all of April.
You come anytime in LA, it's fine.
Well, there's a whole host of other things I can do around that.
There's nothing wrong with LA at all.
You're bringing up this competitive thing here.
There's you're nothing not, wrong with
you're
LA.
You're trying to bait
at
me
all.
Into shitting on LA. And
well,
I
no,
won't
no,
do it.
I'm not baiting you into it. I'm referencing a moment where you did shit on LA.
I didn't. I just said there's a healthy ecosystem here. I stand by that. I think the ecosystem.
I know
healthy.
That's what you said, but we have to think about the tone that I know you would have said it in. You this is how it go. I'll read this in Tucker's voice.
For
I'll
your
read
the own evil agenda.
I know, but you got a little smirk on. You know.
I'm always
that this is,
smirking. That's one of my characteristics.
No, Tucker,
everybody
you,
knows I
that's
smirk.
That's not even true. That's not even true, Tucker. Half the time your resting face is a frown. You're like this. Oh, you're like,
what? Existence is pain.
He's like, is he okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, there's no problem. I'll read this. So this, I'm telling them, like, oh, neem oil peppermint spray, but also if you got ladybugs in the area, they might take care of some aphids. Aphids and the little red mice are the bane of tomatoes. So tell them this. Tell them this. And I'm sure you got ladybugs. Everyone's got ladybugs. I got ladybugs. Tucker says, I think they'll be okay. We've got a pretty healthy ecosystem here.
You are making a meal out of this text.
You're making a meal, man. I'm, you know, I'm reading it and I'm just like, I believe what I'm saying right now. And I believe that I was slighted. Maybe I'm just looking for,
looking for action.
I'm just looking for maybe just like, I don't know. I'll tell you what I'm looking for. I'm looking to buy a house in Los Angeles and have a lemon tree, a lime tree, and
put my lemon tree outside 2 days ago.
I wonder if I could have a peach tree here. I think it might be too dry.
We have a peach tree.
I feel like it might be too dry to have a peach tree. I mean, yeah, but I mean, I'd break the law. Oh, that's going to piss Tucker off.
No, that tracks. That tracks.
Ooh. Breaking the law or watering too much than you should in California?
Watering too much than you should in California. I think that's a California.
I'll tell you what. Even if I had a peach tree, I feel like that's more worth it than these motherfuckers that we passed by when we were in the Pacific Palisades and stuff that had those hedges that were like 25 feet tall, maybe even taller, like 40 feet tall.
Palisades,
you know what I'm talking about?
The Palisades is the apex of not in my backyard. That's a neighborhood that governs and everything, but is above the law. They nothing.
Oh, like Beverly Hills and like how they.
Yeah, like
have
they're
a whole...
all voting for all sorts of incredibly strict regulations and stuff, but they just pay the fines or whatever because it doesn't matter.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
I've got something for you, Tucker.
What do you got?
I went to Disney.
Okay.
Recently, for the first time in like a year, which is a little bit weird, too. Like...
Being able
to go to Disney more like the year after having gone the year before.
I need like a serious Disney cool down. As an adult,
me too.
If I go to Disney, it's like a minimum of a few years before I want to go back.
I need at least, I think, a year between going because it's like, it's one of those things where I don't understand people that can go every week to Disney. Or like every month, it's insane to me. First of all, it's ridiculously expensive to go to Disney.
Disney's the most expensive place ever. You're gonna drop like $300 a person easy, because you're gonna get
more
ticket.
More like $500 a person. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to be reasonable. It's like $300 if you want to be frugal. But if you're getting food there, you're getting any kind of fast pass. You're getting any kind of souvenir. You are fucked. You are fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked.
That's it.
So I went.
It's also soul crushing. Disney's like maximum capitalism, like in your face.
I know. It's one of those things where I can't. When I go there, it's like it's fun. I like going to Disney once a year max, and it's fun. But I can't. There's always something in the back of my head that always eats away at me at the level of sort of like. Just how manufactured the entire experience is. Like Disney adults will be like, well, did you know that they have certain buildings that are colored and they're made with a certain green called go away green, so you don't notice. And it's like, that's kind of creepy. That's kind of fucking weird
that
they've
like
been look Yeah, I know. 10 years That's kind of fucking weird that they're looking into our brains and they're like, yeah, they're not going to see this green. You tell me they're gonna start putting that on missiles, dude.
I've always felt that the manufactured fun at theme parks is just not for me because, and like, I have a lot of fun in my daily life. I don't need this like perfectly curated manufactured experience that everyone's gonna have an identical one. Like,
well, people have different ones because they like different things. But I mean, like, I was like, wow, man, I was walking through the Main Street area and there was like some people in line to meet Minnie Mouse. And I looked over and I saw a woman, fully grown, 401k, Roth IRA, you know, like.
If you have a retirement plan and you're meeting Minnie Mouse, you
Yeah,
are
she
fucked.
Was there with her kid. She was there with her kid, but you could tell she wasn't there.
What kids even know about Mickey Mouse anymore?
Because, you know, here's what you should do. If you're ever thinking about doing theme parks, you got to do 5 and up for your child. You can't take them any earlier than 5 because you're going to want them to be able to walk because the amount of
money,
there's like whole parking lot areas for the strollers at Disney. It's crazy.
I know it's a
kids park, but you know, it's still just crazy to see how, like, if I had to deal with a child in a stroller at a fucking theme park, like if you're bringing a kid younger than 5 to Disney, they're not going to remember that. So the experience of having a kid go to Disney like that is for you.
Dude, I think all of Disney's everything these days is for adults. Like,
yeah.
Disney, you look at Star Wars and Marvel, Disney World, like the remakes. Like, Disney's just making content for adults and capitalizing on Disney adults and people who are, you know, stuck in this medium they had as a kid.
Yeah.
And they're dumbing it down so it's still palatable because the Disney adults are dumbed down.
Yeah. And I will say, even though I'm saying this thing about you have to wait, bring a kid until they're 5 and older because they won't remember it, I will admit that my earliest memory is when I was 2 years old and it was at Disney World. So that may kind of misprove my point a little bit because my personal
first memory.
Yeah, it was.
I was having a meltdown at this ride.
Well, it was kind of a conflicting thing. My earliest memory is me at Disney World watching like this sort of Lion King live performance thing and sort of this amphitheater thing where it was like a terrace seating kind of scenario and looking, I remember looking down. And then it's like flash forward to this next part of the thing where it's like we're walking down a pathway and I hear the music for the next show start and I start trying to walk towards it and then I get pulled back. And it, because I start trying to walk down a random pathway and walk away from my family, and I got pulled back, and it was my grandma who had pulled me back. And back then, she seemed really fucking strong. But
it's funny how that, grandmothers do seem really strong when you're a kid.
Yeah, but so I'm passing by the Minnie Mouse meeting ceremony thing, and this woman is like Minnie Mouse dress, Minnie Mouse ears, like head to toe.
This
Minnie
is
Mouse
now,
yeah. This is last weekend.
Okay.
This is last Saturday.
Back in the present. All right.
And she like does like a little thing where she's like, and then she like hugs Minnie Mouse and it's like a big fucking hug. And it's like she looks over the moon and I'm sure that she's so happy and, you know, good for her that she's feeling this sort of like joy or whatever. But also, that's not Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, that's
a person in a costume. Like, and so. Like, for an adult to be able to suspend their disbelief in that situation, am I just, like, a pessimistic piece of shit where I see this and I'm like, come on. It's not like I'm thinking that she doesn't know that that's a person in a costume, but for them to be able to suspend that in the moment and be like, oh, my God, it's Minnie, is, like, it makes me feel kind of depressed and, like, sad.
For them or for yourself?
For them, like, I'm not sad that I can't feel that joy. I feel that joy in other categories, I'm sure. But, like, maybe not. I don't know if I ever feel like that, actually, that sort of, like, regressed childlike state for characters.
I fucking hate Disney adults.
The thing that happened to me recently that I know that Disney's expensive and whatnot, but I had, like, it was one of those things where I had a more expensive than expected repair for the truck this month, so I was like, okay, I'm in my saving mode kind of thing. And so I was keeping really track about how I wanted to spend a certain amount at Disney and I didn't want to go over that. And I felt like I was getting fucking scammed left and fucking right at Disney this time, because we were doing the there's this thing called the Food and Wine Festival at the California Adventure area, where it's
just outside the gate there, or is it that other park?
The other park, the other park. It's not the main
Incredicoaster park.
Yeah, the Incredicoaster park. And so, and they've got that's the park that they've got the alcohol, they got the food. That's the place.
That's
where
the
you can
more
get drunk.
Fun park for sure.
Definitely, it's the more fun park in terms of getting drunk and eating food. It's the less fun park in terms of the rides.
Oh, really? I thought they have the.
Well, there's not as many. There's not as many rides.
They have the Incredicoaster. Don't they have the drop, the Tower of Terror one?
Yeah, like I never Marvel even though? Got to go on that one because it was like, so I, we got the fucking.
They got the water one there too. The big.
Yeah.
That's totally the better rides, dude.
Okay, but listen to me. We got.
Ed wants that merry-go-round.
We got the lightning pass. Why not? Right. Okay. I think the lightning pass has changed a little bit since though, because the lightning pass used to work is like. It was also, it's spring break right now, I think. It's spring break season. So I think it was also, the park was at the busiest it had been. But we got the lightning pass, and now there's like another level to the lightning pass. They're testing up. They're testing up the next level. Because the way the lightning pass normally works, this is like the fast pass equivalent, which I think it's so fucking stupid, by the way. I think that it should just work like it does at Universal, which is why I kind of like Universal more. Because it's literally just like, if you want to be like, not fuck around and go on every ride and spend a little bit more money, then you just do the unlimited or the express, the normal express or the unlimited express, where you just get to go in the fast line and you get on the ride in like 5 minutes, in like 2 minutes. You know,
the tiered passes don't make sense to me, because you might as well not go to the park without getting a better pass.
Well, yeah. Well, it's really just a money thing, really. If
Well, yeah. If you haven't been to any of these parks, do not go until you're able to purchase one of the better passes.
That's what I'm thinking too, because it's like, it's not worth it. Because nobody wants to wait in line for an hour and a half at every ride that you're interested in going in. Like, we're walking through Universal and it's showing the time waits for these places. And it's like, oh, the Jurassic Park ride, hour and a half wait. I've been on that ride a couple times, or like several times before. That is not worth an hour and a half to wait in line to go on, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a 4 or 5 minute ride and you're waiting an hour and a half to go on it. And it's like, nobody wants to be playing that fucking this game. For whatever that game is, you know what I'm talking about, where you put it on your forehead and they're like trying to, you're trying to guess what people are trying to describe it to you. It's like charades or whatever.
Oh yeah, that's like, you used to put a card there like back in the day.
Yeah, like they have it on their phones. That's how you get through. That's how you survive a line like that. Imagine I'm a child.
That'd be like 1,000 years to a child. What's minimum wage in California? 15 or 20? Might be 20.
I don't know.
Let's call it 20. So let's say your weight. An hour at this ride, an hour at that ride, an hour at this ride, an hour at that ride. Four rides, each one an hour. So you waited four hours.
It's $16.50 per hour.
I'm just going to call it 20 for this little thing. If you waited 4 hours in lines at Universal, that's worth $80. So just put that towards the pass, because your time is worth that much at a minimum. And obviously I overestimated.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, so I'm at the,
or
at the
don't
Disney
go at
thing.
All.
At the Disney thing, I'm doing the Lightning Pass. But what's stupid about the Lightning Pass is, it's like, you get the Lightning Pass, it's the Fast Pass thing, but you have to choose like a time slot that's available for a certain ride. So like, you'd be like, oh, you can put in your Fast Pass thing at Disney or at fucking the Indiana Jones ride or something at 4 p.m. That's the soonest that you could get it. But it's like noon right now. So it's like, you do that, but you can't make other reservations until you go on that ride.
You can only have one active reservation.
Yeah. So if it's like so far in the future, so there'll be rides where it's like, oh,
this is the Disney
system?
Know,
yeah, this is the Disney system. So it's like, oh, Incredicoaster, the next, it's 1 p.m. Next available time is 7 p.m. Okay,
they're forcing
but
you to wait in some lines, essentially.
Yeah, it's either you have to wait in some lines or you just have to do whatever the earlier fast pass thing is, because I'm going to want to use the fast pass. I don't want to wait in a... my system is I'm either waiting in a line if it's under a half an hour, I'll wait in that line. But if it's anything higher than half an hour, I'm going to do the fast pass because let's just go have a fucking drink or eat some food or like look at something instead of waiting in line. So basically it was one of those things where half of the rides that you wanted to go on, like it would say the fast pass thing is unavailable at this time. So for the fucking Tower Terror, for the Incredicoaster, I didn't go on the Tower Terror thing. I didn't go on the Incredicoaster. There are some rides like the Cars ride where it's like, it's the fast pass, but it's like an individual fast pass that you have to buy that is separate from the fast pass. So it was like $22 per person. Good. It was. So I did pay for the fucking Cars ride, but I paid an extra $20 for that. Oh, but the thing that bothered me the most is we did the fucking Food and Wine Festival thing. And it was like this pass that you buy. It's like $70. You get 8 items as long as they're covered under the thing. So it was like a kind of like a coupon thing where you buy the pass. And then for all the food items that were covered under the Sip and Savor pass thing, you just scan the coupon thing and they give it to you. Ironically enough, at the Food and Wine Festival, alcoholic drinks were not covered. But the first place I went to, you go up, you buy the food, and then we get the receipt. And I'm like, okay. I hear the receipt. I go over to the place. I like toss the receipt. I'm just like, okay, I'll go up to the place to pick up the window. Then I see, 30 seconds later, the person's taking the receipt and then giving the food. Instead of just like calling the name. So basically, I needed the receipt to get the food, but the person who I bought the food from did not tell me that. And it was the first place I had gone to. And that's not the case at all places where it's like you buy a food item and then like you need to have the receipt in order to like get the food. Usually they'll just like put it out and then you'll grab it and go or whatever, you know, or they'll call your name or there'll be a number on the thing. If there's a number on the thing, that's when I pay attention, you know? It's like, I got to remember this number. But it went into this thing where it was like, okay, well, it just got rid of the receipt. And it's like, are we not able to get the food? And they're like, no, you need the receipt. I'm like, okay, can we go get the passes reprinted? And they're like, well, they don't usually reprint the receipts. And I'm like, okay, go over to talk to the lady that I just bought the thing from. She's gone.
Wow.
She disappeared. She got off the ship. So it was one of those things where you had to pay again for the food that you wanted to get because they didn't tell you about the receipt rule thing and they're not able to reprint the receipts because of their policies.
Disney doesn't make sense. Oh, I don't know if I'll ever bring my kids to Disney. Maybe if like the grandparents want to finance that, but I just can't.
And also the fact that they weren't willing to reprint the receipt.
Yeah, that's horrible. Like, they should like, just tie it to your pass or something.
Like, yeah, like I'm like, sure, yeah, I'll give you a receipt. Can you reprint it? No, I paid legal tender for this. Why? What's happening here? That doesn't seem like. But obviously, you can't fucking go to that level. It's like, you know, if you cut, they're gonna. You know, imagine if I went to court. That's something that flashed through my mind. I was like, what if I go to court with Disney? What if I fight?
Oh, you will lose 100% of the time. Disney's probably got the best lawyers in the game.
Well, yeah, they'll bury you in discovery. But wouldn't it be so funny if I was like a trillionaire or something and I got so pissed at Disney that I just like went the distance just to prove a point?
I think if you're a trillionaire, you'd just buy them out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But I was mad at the mouse and the mouse.
Dude, do kids even know about the mouse anymore? I feel like Mickey Mouse hasn't been relevant like my entire life. Like he's like Mario but Mario's still making brand new games.
Yeah,
this would be like,
I mean,
he's like Mario if Mario hadn't made a game in 30 years. Unless he's making content that I'm not aware of.
Well, there was Frozen and there was Frozen 2.
No, but the mouse, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, the mouse.
No, yeah, I know Disney's mouse, making stuff.
The
I'm
mouse
just curious.
Is like involved in. Like the mouse ain't making movies. I don't know if the mouse has made a movie.
Because they had
time.
A Mickey Mouse Clubhouse when I was little. I didn't watch that.
They actually had a semi-recent show that was like a Mickey Mouse show that was kind of like animated. Like the it's like there are and there are like funny moments in it. It's like a 2D animated.
You're watching Mickey Mouse the show?
I've seen clips on TikTok.
Dude, are you wait? So you're going to Disney? You're watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? Are you?
No, dude. I'm not watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
I think you might be the Disney adult.
Okay, so what are you going to do here? Are you going to talk over me until I can't, so I can't respond?
Take a page out of your book.
As a means to make your point? Nah, man, that's all you. So there's a show that they have. I don't know what it's called, but it's like a 2D Mickey Mouse show that's kind of like goofy and animated, kind of like Looney Tunes, like where it's like very like. But it's like I think it's like the most recent.
I think it's just called Mickey Mouse.
Is it really?
Mickey and it Mouse. Was on from 2013 to 2019.
Mouse newest show. Yeah, no, I'm not watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Oh, The Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse is what it's called.
That's not the one I'm looking at.
It's from 2020 to 2023.
Okay, this.
And on IMDb, it's got a 7.9 out of 10.
That's interesting because the one I was looking at had the same cover, but it was just called Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yeah, no, it was streaming on Disney Plus. It's like these little like 30-minute episodes or something. Or like little tiny like.
Yes, Mickey Mouse is still making content.
Yeah, no, he's still making content. He's still doing stuff. And they got all the fucking characters. I'll tell you what though, Goofy looks fucking ugly as shit in this show. He's looking disgusting in this show.
Yeah, he is. He's a little too pale, and that he's just like the wrinkles.
He's got too many wrinkles around him and stuff, and it's a little freaky. But there are some clips from the show that are pretty funny.
I saw a headline the other day that said, and I don't know if this is true, but it said that Disney was looking into making a new animated movie with the animation, like with real artists hand drawing animation, like the old school.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
That would be so refreshing because Disney was amazing at that.
Yeah. But you know what, Tucker?
What?
I'm excited about this conversation, but we got to continue it on the Patreon.
The Patreon.
You remember that?
Okay. I'll follow you anywhere.
I'm just saying, you know, but thank you guys for listening to this episode. We're going to continue this conversation on the Patreon at patreon.com/takeiteasy. It's the number one way to support the podcast. And we've got additional shows. And I have my first episode of the Dr. Ted Advice Show that has gone live on the Take It Easy Patreon, where I took, I believe, 5 or 6 questions from folks on there. And if you're a part of it, you can submit your own advice question. It's like the weekly slap, but like different in every way because I'm not playing Call of Duty, but I'm still answering. If you want advice from me in that sort of weekly slap kind of form thing, honestly, is what Dr. It's a device show. Dr. Ted. The reviews are in. People love it. Tucker loved it. You watched the whole thing.
I'm not qualified to give advice, so I'm not in it.
What'd you think of it? Did you watch it at all?
No, I haven't watched it.
Wow. And I've watched full episodes of Reality Recap.
You have?
Yeah.
Is the first? What did you just save that tidbit to like get me in a gotcha here?
No. I mean, I've been on the Patreon, and then I'll get sucked in. I like watching. I'll be like very interested in you and Emma's dynamic, and I'll just watch it in the content sense. And I ended up watching a full episode.
Well, that good. I'm glad you liked it.
And it may have ended up being a gotcha, but it wasn't meant to be
a
gotcha.
I'm feeling quite God on national television right now.
I think it was less of a gotcha and just more the truth. And I think that hurts more.
The truth always hurts.
But we hope you join us over there at takeiteasy.com. Patreon.com/takeiteasy. The Patreon. We love you to death.
Thanks for watching, guys. Take it easy.